The Kingdom of Hungary was a strong state on the Pannonian Plain during the 11th century, and today's Bačka region became part of its sphere of interest. Bač and Bodrog became the administrative centers of the counties of the same name until the end of the 5th century and beginning of the 16th century, when the Turkish conquest established a new military political organization. An exceptional example of Romanesque sacral architecture of the 11th and 12th centuries is the preserved stone sculpture developed thanks to the erosion of the Danube island near Bački Monoštor, the site of Staro Selo, where the remains of a single-nave church that is 28 meters long and 9 meters wide, monastery rooms, and a small chapel were discovered. A medieval town called Bartan was discovered at the end of the 19th century and is located 10 kilometers northwest of Sombor, in the southern part of the Kozara Forest, east of the Plazovic River. The fortress of Bartan was mentioned for the first time in 1475, under the name of Castrum. The fortification is unique, designed for defense on floodplains. It is made of earth and consists of two forts. The southern one is smaller, the northern one is larger. Both are surrounded by trenches or a triple moat, and the entrance from the west is over a bridgehead. Archaeological excavations at the Bartan site in Bački Monoštor cover the area south of the fortification, where the remains of the 11th or 12th century single-nave church with a semicircular apse that is 16 meters long and 10 meters wide were discovered. Research on the church and necropolis is ongoing. Medieval sources also mention many other settlements in the vicinity of Sombor, along with some recognizable name places. Apati, or Oppidum Apati, which is today known as Apatin, Doroslov, today's Doroslovo, Comokla, which is known today as Conoplja, Kulud, or today's Kolut, and finally Reg, or today's Rijica. The urban character of Sombor was strengthened by the construction of a fortification and the founding of a Dominican monastery within the manorial estate of the Kobor, St. Michael family, while we only have partial knowledge of the medieval settlement.